We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago police say the man they believe shot and killed a 20-year-old man inside the CTA's Howard L station is now in custody. He's facing charges after officers arrested him yesterday. WBBM's Jim Goodis with an update.
Kelly Bartoli is a Chicago police spokesperson.
Keith Gross, 30 years old, was taken into custody in the 9300 block of West Skokie Boulevard in Skokie, Illinois. Gross was positively identified as the offender who shot and killed a 20-year-old male on December 3rd.
Investigators say Gross walked up to Max Santino Webb inside the Howard Red Line station and shot him in the neck and chest. Webb later died at a hospital. Police had arrested another man in connection with the shooting, but released him on bond after tests showed he was carrying a gun that was not the one used in the killing. A judge ordered Gross held without bond. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The alleged driver of a car used in a drive-by shooting November 12th is now charged with first-degree murder in the death of a nurse in Little Village. Chicago Deputy Chief Brendan Denahan says surveillance video captured the murder of Frank Aguilar, who was in nurse's scrubs walking home.
The residential video is extremely important. It's private video that captured the actual incident. That's how the whole thing got started. Without that individual saying, yeah, you can come in and look at my video, now we don't have anything.
Armando Lopez was said to be the driver of the car. Police say they're working with the state's attorney's office to collect more evidence for pursuing charges against the gunman.
Four children from a Westside elementary school are hospitalized after an apparent drug overdoses. It happened at Arthur Libby Elementary School at 53rd and Loomis. The fire department says the children between the ages of 13 and 16 may have ingested Xanax, which is used to treat anxiety.
One of the Cook County Circuit Court Clerk Dorothy Brown's former aides is getting jail time for lying to a grand jury.
Federal Judge Sarah Ellis has handed down a 2-year prison sentence for Bina Patel, once a top aide to Clerk Dorothy Brown. She was convicted of lying to a grand jury looking into allegations of a job-buying scheme in the clerk's office. She also was found guilty of falsely denying that she ever sold tickets to Dorothy Brown fundraisers. Federal prosecutors say Patel's lies prevented them from fully investigating higher-ups in the office. An at times tearful Patel told the court she's a convicted liar and feels she's dying every day. Judge Ellis noted that Dorothy Brown was not in the courtroom to help her former aide. Brown has not been charged with any crimes and has denied wrongdoing. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
They're on the lookout for two people after a 3-year-old boy is shot this morning on the west side.
Chief of Patrol Fred Waller says the 3-year-old and his uncle were sitting in a car in the 3300 block of West 13th Street while the boy's aunt was inside a public library. Two armed men came around the corner and began shooting at another man who was wounded in a heel.
We're looking at pod cameras, we're looking at the bus cameras, we're looking at the camera from the library to try to get any type of information that we can from it.
The 3-year-old was taken to Stroger Hospital with a gunshot wound to an arm. A nearby police squad was also hit by gunfire. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker thinks he's found the right idea to rid the state of a $17 million headache. He says the governor has hired Ernst & Young to oversee the sale of the Thompson Center. He says it's outlived its purpose and costs $17 million a year to operate. Ernst & Young will also help relocate state employees who currently occupy the Thompson Center.
One of the Shedd Aquarium's newest employees will be researching invasive species in Lake Michigan. One question he's trying to answer, is there some upside to the invasion?
Research biologist Dr. Scott Colburn is quick to say there is no across-the-board positive or negative with Lake Michigan's invasive species. But follow this. Zebra mussels and quagga mussels invaded, and round gobies invaded. The gobies eat mussels. And now the question, do Lake Michigan's native bass enjoy eating invasive gobies as much as Scott Colburn suspects they do?
There are other indications in Lake Ontario, but the lakes, you can't consider them exactly the same. So we have to ask the questions here as well. And that's one of my prime interests right away.
Colburn says the invasive gobies could be a great thing for bass, and that could be great for recreational fishing here. Steve Miller, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Lincoln Park Zoo says a $15 million renovation has allowed it to reached the final phase of its makeover. The Lion's Den, the Cobbler Lion's House, will be renamed the Pepper Family Wildlife Center, which will include a zip line food delivery system for the lions, better holding spaces for animal breeding, and a new indoor space to host events for patrons. The zoo says the campaign, started back in 2012, has not required any public funds.
And a vigil outside the Chicago Tribune offices today to protest the newspaper's decision to shut down its Spanish publication. The Tribune announced last month that it's shutting down Oye, the city's largest Spanish language newspaper in Chicago.
Why would the Tribune, the Chicago Tribune, knowing the amount of Spanish-speaking readers that exist in this city, deny Latinos the right to read in Spanish?
Julie Contreras with the League of United Latin American Citizens is urging a boycott until OI is restored. The Tribune says, though, over the years, print publication and staff have been reduced, but they will rehire employees elsewhere within the company and explore other options to serve its Hispanic population.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.